Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Through the middle, Kako, bullseye! Capo Kako puts it away with 63 seconds left. 4-2 Seattle.
Near, far, wherever you are. Goodbye, Tristan Jarry. My heart will go on. That's all she wrote, Norm. He ain't going to get claimed.
No.
So he'll be in Wilkes-Barre, and it'll save the Penguins $1 million, but let's make no mistake about it. Tristan Jarry can never take the ice at PPG Paints Arena. He can never wear a Penguin sweater again. It's over. It was a bad idea at the time. And Kyle Dubas and company, cutting bait. We could sit here, we could excoriate Kyle Dubas, and maybe there's time for that at some point. We could talk about a lot of the mistakes that Kyle Dubas has made and his predecessors made. And there are many. Or we could look ahead and try to spin this thing positively. I don't really know how to do that, apart from opening up the phone lines at 412-928-9370. Penguins don't have a goaltender. Steelers don't have a quarterback. Penguins the last 2 years have contended but didn't make the playoffs. The Steelers the last few years have been 10-7 and got their asses beat in the playoffs. The Pirates, through 100 games this year, are right there in the thick of the wild card race, totally fell off, and they haven't really addressed any of their needs this offseason. It's bleak right now, man.
It is.
We are in the wilderness. We're not even in the 80s. The 80s were better. So if you had to say one thing, one beacon of hope in the Pittsburgh sports landscape at 412-928-9370, what would that beacon of hope be? Where's the light at the end of the tunnel? Is there one guy, one thing that gives you optimism? 412-928-9370. That is the fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service. Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I have tears in my eyes because it makes me cry, so I couldn't see the back half of that read there, Dorn. Is there anything that gives you optimism? Anything we can latch on to say, hey, at least we've got dot, dot, dot?
There's clearly one guy that, I mean, You feel bad for some of the guys, like you feel bad for Sidney Crosby. I honestly feel bad for Tristan Jarry. It's not like he wanted to play bad. He just couldn't find it. And, you know, I mean, his teammates, and he wanted to be there and do well for his teammates. So I do feel bad for him.
Not his fault they paid him.
Right. And, you know, it is what it is in sports and business. But there's one little sliver of hope. And we're talking about hope. We're not talking about anything else. We're hoping that this could be a thing. And it's clearly Paul Skeens, right?
Yeah.
The guy is Paul Skeens here in the city. But the hope that I have for us to get out of this grave of Pittsburgh sports,
give it to me,
is that he can unlock the next level. He is the vessel to unlock the Pirates to spend some money and to surround him with talent. He's the only way. He's the only way. And I don't know if it's necessarily his voice. It may be his demeanor. It may be how every fifth day he goes out there and he just dominates. And you kind of back management and ownership into a corner where it's like, please do not waste my years of pitching here in this city. I want to play and win baseball games. It's not just about records for me. And I truly believe this about Paul Skeens. It's not about records. He wants to win.
Damn right.
He wants to win baseball games. He potentially has the ability to unlock the Pirates into surrounding him with legitimate talent for them to win. They have the best opportunity right now. It's probably been said before, but we've been saying this each other, talking to each other for a while. But right now, it's more real than ever. They have the best opportunity to be king of the city right now. The first time in how many years the Pirates can do something where they are top dog. Top dog.
They left a clamp in me.
What is that?
I think you're right, man. The Pirates have this unique opportunity that they haven't had.
Right.
They have the chance to be the kings of the mountaintop, and I'm really annoyed with Pony, and he did not do anything wrong. Callis, you can correct me on the pronunciation here, Mr. Baseball Guy, but Santander's out there. Is that how you say that? From the Baltimore Orioles?
Yes.
He hit 40 homers last year. He had a bunch of homers the year before, and the latest reporting on him is that at this point, because it's so deep into the offseason, he would be willing to take a one-year deal. I have thought this for the last couple of days since that report came out, and I knew we would get to it at some point. Well, Pony tweeted it out yesterday. If you go out and sign that guy, a 40-homer bopper to put in the middle of the lineup on a one-year deal, you can throw a ton of money at a guy for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
They would be the talk of the town. They would be the story. People would go into the season with optimism. I've been thinking it. He put it out there before I could. I was going to do it today. But it's true. You go out there and you do that, all of a sudden people go, all right, Bucks. All right, money where your mouth is. And you say that you've got Paul Skeens, and you're right, and you've talked about this opportunity the Pirates have. Problem is, up until this point in the offseason, they give me no reason for hope. They've given me no optimism.
Of course not.
I think getting Horowitz was a shrewd move. I like the player. Is that going to take you from a 76-win team, though, to a playoff team?
It's not.
No. So while I agree with everything you said, I can agree only up to a point, which is, yeah, this is how they should be operating. They're not right now. Now, Mackey walked up in here the other day and he said, listen, they were 52-50. They were three games out of a playoff spot, and they did not have Skeens all year. They did not have Jones all year because Skeens was called up later Jones got hurt. And you think about Johan Oviedo now being a part of this and some of the young pitching that they have coming up, guys that aren't going to do what Skeens did last year. Nobody does. And might not even do what Jared Jones did last year, but can you be a reasonable facsimile? They should be able to pitch well enough if those guys are here all season to not just be 52-50, but be around it the whole time. That is a very optimistic viewpoint.
Yes.
That is going to rely a lot on internal improvement.
Yes.
I can meet him halfway where I think they can be better than last year, but it's still not enough. So he would say, that's the glimmer of hope. There's the optimism. I'm like half and half there.
Mm-hmm.
I got my butt on the chain link fence.
Mm-hmm.
They should be better than last year just with internal improvement, but is that going to be enough to bridge the gap and get them to the playoffs? I don't think so.
No, it's not. But the glimmer of hope is having arguably the best pitcher, the best player pitcher in the sport.
Yes.
And no other team, I mean, you could say Crosby. I mean, he will be regarded, whenever it's all said and done, as one of the best players ever. But,
yeah,
you know, he's 37 years old. You know, the Steelers don't have the best player in the sport.
No, and the guy that you could make the argument for, you know, non-quarterback is T.J. Watt. And he did not have his best season this year. I think injuries had a lot to do with that. But guess what? I think injuries might have a lot to do with his career moving forward. He's going to be 31 in October next year. Cam Hayward is going to be 36.
Let me say the best young player in the sport.
When the Steelers season kicks off next year. Yeah.
Skeens.
Yeah. I'm happy they have Skeens. I'm over the moon they have Skeens. I don't want to be misconstrued here. But if they had a player that was going to hit, what would the position player equivalent of Skeens be? A guy who hits 50 homers? 45 homers?
Yeah.
Like a superstar? If they had an everyday guy that was as good as a position player as Skeens is as a pitcher, I'd be more optimistic.
It's like
because he helps you win every day and not just once every 5 days. Again,
like
not
Lindor,
saying they
like
made a mistake. Yes. Yes. Or an Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
If you had that guy, it would be easier to be optimistic because you got to get that guy out five times a game, four mm-hmm. times a game.
Yep.
Skeens, I feel really good every time he takes them out. Okay, Pirates should win tonight. But he's only going to do it once every 5 days. It's bleak.
It's bleak. It is. But we're talking about let's find the hope. Let's find the hope. And the hope is that Pirates do something that they surround the young talent with.
The thing about the Pirates, too, is that compared to the other two professional teams in town, their expectations are down here, and I have my hand very low. Whereas the Steelers and Penguins, their expectations are up here. I have my hand very high. So if they are in it until September this year, instead of, what, July? We're all feeling really good.
Yes.
So can we squint and see that? Yeah, maybe. For all the reasons that we were talking about with Mackey, with their young pitching and what they were able to do for a long period of time last season. Can they be in it in September? Yeah, I think they can. I'm not going to pick them to go to the playoffs.
Mm-mm.
But if they're in it in September, that'll be a fun summer. And then we'll have to turn the page over to the Steelers season. 412-928-9370. Is there a glimmer of hope in Pittsburgh sports? Is it only Paul Skeens? 412-928-9370. And is Skeens enough? 412-928-9370. People are texting in Pitt and Penn State volleyball. Yeah, both great programs. Penn State volleyball just won the national championship. I think Pitt volleyball is going to win a national championship. You've got arguably the best player in the sport at Pitt. However, it's not like the Steelers. It's not like the Pirates. It's not like the Penguins. No disrespect.
Right.
And that sport is growing everywhere, and it's really growing here, and it's popular here.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to dismiss that. But if that's what you have to hang your hat on, again, no disrespect, you are in a tough spot. 412-928-9370. Texter, you are two down on the Pirates. They're not that far off, and baseball is rated. All right, someone's optimistic.
Wow.
Let's
Somebody
go.
Texted that in? Somebody actually got on their phone and typed that in?
Let's go.
Wow.
Here is the fly in the ointment with Skeens, too. Let's say Skeens wins the Cy Young this year, and you do compete through September. With Skeens, you're going to... I'm never going to miss a pitch he throws.
Mm-hmm.
I've made that vow because he's not going to be
you
here
made that
forever.
Last year. Yeah.
Never going to miss a pitch. It's like Haley's Comet. You want to soak it all in while it's here.
Yep.
But there's the fly in the ointment. Because with every passing start, he's closer and closer to not being a Pirate. And I'll tell you, that has actually more to do with the economics of baseball than it does the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is a guy who's going to make $500 million, if not more.
Probably make $1 billion.
I mean, no small market team can afford that guy. So that's just a reality. And so every time he pitches, it's like that summer fling. You're under the boardwalk and you're making out, and it turns into a sing-along, and you're dancing on the beach, and all of her friends come in and they're snapping. That's what it feels like. Young love on the beach, right? A summer fling.
But you go back to school.
Yeah, every passing day, it's like, I sure like having sex. But every time you're doing it, you're like, I got like 20 days left of this. And then she's going to be having sex with someone else. So even the thing you have to be most excited about, it's fleeting, man. It's fleeting. 412-928-9370. We're looking for optimism. We've been very negative. Please give us anything. Anything. We're grasping at straws here. 412-928-9370. Give us a text on that text line. Brought to you by Eggersteiner and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get more.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money for you. Penguins stink. Steelers, they keep hitting their head off the wild card round of the playoffs. Getting outscored 73-0 in their last 6 playoff games in the first quarter. And then you got the Pirates. You got Paul Skeens. You were in it for 100 games last year, but then you finished 10 games under 500 with, what, the exact same record as the year before, right?
Uh-huh.
Where's the glimmer of hope in Pittsburgh sports right now? We don't want to keep being negative. I'm not seeing a lot of reasons for positive. We'd love to hear one thing you're excited about, optimistic about, a light at the end of the tunnel. 412-928-9370. And a texter writes in, like Red said in Shawshank Redemption, let me tell you something, my friend. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane. I should have let you do it because you do the good Morgan Freeman.
Hope is a dangerous thing.
That's really good. Callous.
You drive a man insane.
I really like when they all get the beer on top of the on top of the prison. It's the best beer has ever looked
ever
in a movie, in any walk of life. Get some suds for the guys.
Get some suds for the guys.
Oh man.
We sat up on that roof with that sun hitting our face. And we drank like we were free men.
It's like the crystal meth in Breaking Bad looks really appetizing.
It does.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I bet you Evgeny Malkin wishes he had Guardian Protection.
Yes, he does.
Would have helped him out.
Yes, it would have.
So hope is a dangerous thing, and we are looking for the light at the end of the tunnel. We are looking for reasons to be optimistic about Pittsburgh sports. And I do think, as it relates to the Steelers, the only thing that can give you hope is hope. The hope that maybe Justin Fields pans out and is the guy. And I said yesterday, I think there's only like a 5% chance that he's the guy. He's played 50 games in the NFL before. It's a very short list of quarterbacks that have played that much and then all of a sudden went bang, like a rocket ship to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it with Geno Smith. It was tough for Josh Allen early, but again, there's not a lot of guys that fit that bill.
Yeah.
But the hope that all it takes is that quarterback and you're back on the right track. That's something I guess you can be hopeful for, but how they go about getting that guy when it took you 20 years from Bradshaw to Ben.
Right.
When the Chicago Bears have never found one going all the way back to McMahon. When the Miami Dolphins, since Marino, the guy they've had to be excited about is Tua, and what is he, the 15th best quarterback in the NFL? The Jets have been looking forever. The list goes on and on. Damn it, there's no hope.
No, I mean, this situation with Justin Fields, like I really, really do hope that it pans out, but I have very, very little hope, because if they felt that good about him, they would have stuck with him this year. They got a decent sample size of him, and they told us what they thought. So now I got to hope that, what, you give him a whole season? Like, they know what they see. So, like, if they thought that highly of him, they would have stuck with him. It wasn't a situation where you're paying Russ the $39 million, where you had to play Russ, where you had to play Trubisky whenever, you know, during the Kenny Pickett years, because you were paying Trubisky over $10 million. You're paying Russ $1.2 million. You didn't have to play Russ. If you felt that good about Justin, you would have rode with him. And they told us that. They thought that the better option was Russ at the time. How am I supposed to have hope going into this year that they feel that Justin Fields can really be the guy that takes them to the promised land?
Yeah, I don't think they know what they're doing at quarterback. And I should rephrase that, actually. I don't think they know what they're looking at
right
with quarterbacks. I don't. Hey, let's sign Trubisky. Stunk. Hey, Mason's on the bench behind Kenny. And then it turns out he might have been the best option all along. They threw Kenny in when they shouldn't have thrown him in. They could have put him in a better situation. They benched Justin Fields at 4-2, and then Russell Wilson winds up going 6-6. They have screwed up at every point along the way. They probably hung on to Ben too long at the end. They never had a plan there. Other teams have had plans. The 49ers had a plan. It didn't work, but they had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Garoppolo, we're hitting our head on the Chiefs. Everybody is, but we are. We got everything in place but the quarterback. We got Jimmy G. Let's go out and move heaven and earth and get Trey Lance. See what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out. They accidentally find Brock Purdy, and I feel like they're now in Jimmy Garoppolo land with Brock Purdy.
Yeah, they got lucky. That was pure luck right there.
That part's pure luck. But the plan to get Lance was a plan.
Absolutely.
The plan to get Jordan Love was a plan. The plan to get Lamar Jackson, draft a quarterback then, when you had a Super Bowl winner in Joe Flacco, who didn't look totally washed, I don't think, at that point. That's a plan. That's foresight. The Steelers drafted Mason Rudolph in, what, 2018 in the third round, and maybe they thought that Ben would hand it off to him eventually? Maybe? Or were they just drafting Landry Jones as replacement?
Mm-hmm.
So, I heard Starkey argue yesterday, a lot of teams don't do the plan thing. Like, a lot of teams don't see the forest through the trees. A lot of teams hang on to their starter for too long and don't replace them while the starter's there. I just named three right there. I'll name another one in the Colts, and it's a different situation. And ultimately, it didn't work out for them.
Mm-hmm.
But Peyton had the neck surgery, the fusion surgery. They said, we're going to tank, and we're not going to run it back with Peyton. And Peyton goes off and wins the Super Bowl. We're not going to run it back with him. We're going to tank. We're going to take Andrew Luck, who at the time was this absolute can't-miss prospect. That was a plan.
Yes, it was.
So there's four teams. Steelers didn't do that. They should have done that. And there's another topic there, Doran. If we could get in a Pittsburgh time machine and go back and stop these franchises from getting into the doldrums they are in right now, where would we go? What would we do? Like, do we go in and stop the interview of Matt Canada? Do we stop him from drafting Kenny? Do we tell the Steelers to draft Lamar? If we could get into a time machine and prevent these teams from being in the sticky situations they're in, where would we go? 412-928-9370. We're going to get to that coming up next. but we're also looking for optimism. And we got Ben from Susquehanna. I like that word.
Me too.
Susquehanna. Let's all say it together. Susquehanna.
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 We should do that at the start of every show as a little
exercise.
Yeah. We used to do that with theater. Butta gutta, butta gutta, butta gutta, butta gutta.
What?
Yeah.
Why that word?
It's not a word.
Oh.
Ben in Susquehanna. Hello.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Eh. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate taking the call.
Sure.
Love the show. Just wanted to dive in a little bit on what Dorn was saying with the Steelers seeing what Fields had to offer. They got a good sample size, which they did. But I'm in the opinion that, you know, Tomlin's the player's coach, but he's almost too much of a player's coach. I think he's almost kind of running as the GM. I think he definitely had some behind-the-scenes promises to Russ that when he was healthy, it was his job, which is fine. But when Russ started to, you know, crap down his leg a little bit, he didn't even give Fields the chance to go back in. That's what I don't understand. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I said I'd have gone with him in the playoff game, but Ben from Susquehanna, where's your optimism? What's the thing that's got you optimistic about Pittsburgh sports? Is there anything? He's gone.
He's gone.
Someone texted in, the thing that's got them most optimistic at 412-928-9370 is that Tomlin's contract expires in 2027.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if he continues to do what he's doing and the ownership is still the same, which could have another discussion about that, and who's leading the ownership, what tells us that they wouldn't extend them again?
Right. Right. You know. Exactly right.
If it's still the same, he got extended to 10-7 in a play, or 10-7 during a regular season in a playoff loss last year. If he continues to do that, which we probably think that he will, no losing seasons, probably will get extended again.
We're jumping all over the place today. Thursdays, we do that a lot, even in Steelers season. Tony asked a really good question yesterday. If Mike Tomlin's not fearful that he's going to lose his job, why did he have a no trade clause in his contract? And Aditi talked about it when she was on with them yesterday. I was in a waiting room. I listened to a lot of their show. She said, a lot of coaches have that. Not more than not, but it's pretty boilerplate stuff. I think the answer is obvious. And I've said it before. Tomlin knows he's not getting fired. But if the Steelers were ever going to move on, they would want it to look amicable, so they'd trade him. So if you get the no trade clause, you are a Supreme Court justice. You're never going anywhere. And while the chances of them actually trading him are slim, make them zero. That's why.
Makes a lot of sense.
412-928-9370. Is there anything that has you optimistic about Pittsburgh sports right now? We'll take your calls on that. And if you could jump into a Pittsburgh sports DeLorean and go back in time to prevent any of these franchises from being in the ruts that they're in, where would you go? What would you do? What would you change? 412-928-9370. That's all on the way. And that's the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com.
Watch this.
All right, so we got one of these wrapped DeLoreans. You know, Antonio Brown used to drive around in that Rolls Royce with the Steelers colors and the Steelers emblem on it. So we've got a DeLorean that's got all the Steelers colors, the black and the gold. And we got ourselves a Pittsburgh sports DeLorean. We have already stated, and everybody knows, that things are not great in Pittsburgh sports right now. If you could get in that DeLorean and change one thing, that would change the trajectory of one of these franchises, what would you do? 412-928-9370. We'd also love you to tweet us at @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, where somebody already tweets, go back in time and don't hire Mike Tomlin. With all due respect, that's dumb. He won a Super Bowl and went to another.
Correct.
We can all say that it hasn't been good for a little while now, but to argue he shouldn't have been hired in the first place, I think is... well, idiotic, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
a texter with a really good one. We know the economics of baseball. We know the Pirates aren't going to spend $150 million. So how do you get bang for your buck? How do you get the most out of a roster? You get in the DeLorean, and you go back not that far, and you hire Terry Francona.
What, a couple months ago?
Yeah. Right. You might even have enough juiced up to take another trip in the DeLorean if you go back just a couple of months to hire Terry Francona, who goes to the Reds, by the way.
Right.
Which sucks. So that's a twofer. Here's another twofer, and it's an obvious one. Go back and draft Lamar.
Yes. Yes. At 2018 draft, you drafted Terrell Edmonds, draft Lamar. He was 32. Terrell Edmonds was 28. You had pick 28. It's
And to me, Dorn, it's not that big of a stretch either, because they did take a quarterback. They took Mason Rudolph. If that was a draft where they weren't even considering quarterback, you'd go, eh, still you want to go back in the time machine and do that? But they took one.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have had a two-time MVP.
Well, and then you still had Ben, which was still playing pretty decent at the time.
Yeah.
You could have had Lamar sit and watch. And then you had your succession plan behind Ben. And you probably don't let Ben play as long as he played. And you make that move a little bit earlier, which you probably wouldn't have been in this situation.
Darn right. And you might not have a Lamar that's as good as the Lamar in Baltimore, because they changed their whole offense and they evolved, and I don't know that the Steelers would have done all that. But Lamar's still Lamar, and you're relevant. And you're vying for championship.
Mm-hmm.
Jim in South Park, hello.
Hi, guys. More of a question than a time machine thing for you. But my question is, how much influence in the decision-making with player personnel does Omar Khan actually have? I was looking at his resume the other day, and he doesn't have a stitch of player eval or scouting in his entire career. And I know that Mike Tomlin has a tremendous amount of pull in the decision-making on the player personnel, but is it exclusively Andy Weidel and Mike Tomlin, and Omar Khan is just a glorified bean counter?
Thank you, Jim.
I could structure it like this, and let me think. I was trying to think of that, and that's, I think that's a very good question, because you hear the GM title and you think the GM makes all the moves. Andy Weidel gets the players, and we're talking, this isn't the draft, right? But the draft is separate. You get the players in the offseason. Andy Weidel finds the players. Mike Tomlin tells Andy Weidel what type of players he needs for his football team, especially his defense. Andy Weidel finds the players. Andy Weidel and Mike Tomlin go to Omar Khan. Can we pay for this player? Omar says, yes, we have the money to do that. I'll structure something. I'll move some things around. We can fit him in the budget. And then it's then final gavel is Art. It's like, okay, we can get that player. If Omar says we don't have the money to do that, then they have to go back to the drawing board, get a similar player, but for a less price. But Andy finds the players. Well, Mike Tomlin tells Andy what he wants. Andy finds the players. Mike Tomlin says, yes, I like this player, or I don't like this player. If they like the player, they go to Omar and say, can we pay for this player? And then he says yes, and then Art has the final gap.
Yeah, that makes sense. That sounds about right to me. I mean, there's a reason why they wanted to get such a strong personnel guy in Andy Weidel to pair with Omar Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Omar Khan's a brilliant capologist.
Absolutely.
And he's aggressive, and I think he's got a good scope of the league. I think Weidel has a good scope of the league. But when you say Art bangs the gavel, I think Tomlin does too.
Yeah, they bang at the same time.
Yeah.
Bang it at the same time. Bang the gavel at the same time.
If you don't want to go all the way back to 2018, you could always go back to 2020, Doran, and instead of drafting Chase Claypool, who turned out to be a jackass, you could draft Jalen Hurts.
I thought at the time that they were going to do that.
So did I. And I'll argue the same thing with Hurts that I did with Lamar. Lamar's obviously a better player than Hurts. I think you need a lot of things to be right to be a great team with Hurts, but you'd be in a much better position if you had him,
mm-hmm.
obviously. Big C, Florida, what up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, listen, I'm very optimistic moving forward. I'm not going to be Debbie Downer. And here's why. I think you squash all the noise right now. You tell Justin Fields, you're our guy. You give him the whole offseason. You surround him with talent. Let him work through the kinks this offseason and go for it.
I agree with that.
You got Broderick Jones is going to go to his natural position this year. We're going to get Fatanu back at right. Mason McCormick has another year. Zach Frazier will be another year. I'm optimistic about the offensive line. If you do that, you squash all the noise. Now you can concentrate on getting the dudes that you need. You can concentrate on shoring up that ancient defensive line with two players, T.J. Watt, 31 to be, Cam Hayward, 36. You do that, then you know moving forward, okay, either you're going to sink or you're going to swim, and then next year, then you can go get your quarterback.
I'm with you, because here's the thing, and I think you hit on a lot of good stuff there, Big C. Big C! I like saying that, too.
Big C.
Big C! You should call me that, Crowley. Big C.
No.
Oh. If you surround Justin Fields, like you go out and you draft a wide receiver in round one, like the Ohio State guy, Egbuke, or whatever his name is. I'll get that down.
Mecca.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll call him a Mecca. You draft that guy, and you either got Pickens or a free agent on the other side, and you've got a young offensive line that you hope can come into its own, and maybe you get a dynamic running back in round two or three, you will have set a quarterback up for success. And if Justin Fields can't have success with that group, you have your answer. But then when you go out and you get the quarterback of the future, if it's not Fields, he's set up for success.
Yes.
You still need to keep building this roster out and adding talent. Like, I've thought a lot about this. I'm not in for a full teardown.
No.
Because you don't...
No, but you need it.
You don't need to do that. You know, if you go 10-7 next year and get blown out in the playoffs, which probably seems more likely than not, and next year's quarterback draft class is a really good one, you can always trade and move up into the first round. I mean, that's what happened with Patrick Mahomes. That list goes on and on. You don't have to tank to get your quarterback. I've gone back and forth on that. I'd rather not tank. I'd rather build a great roster to see with Fields and then to have a nice nest for baby bird quarterback to fly into.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. What's got you optimistic, if anything, about Pittsburgh sports? And if you can get in a time machine and go back in time and fix one of these franchises with one move, what would you do? Pat Bostick going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour through the end of the show. 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. So Tristan Jarry out. The Penguins' goaltending situation was always good. I mean, you had Barrasso, then you got Fleury, then Matt Murray comes in, and you're sitting pretty. And since that expansion draft, things have all gone downhill. Matt Murray didn't pan out, and he had some personal things that went on. Tristan Jarry obviously has not panned out. He was placed on waivers yesterday. And so when we talk about getting in that Pittsburgh time machine, I think a lot of people will call up, and I'm sure there's a few people on hold that we'll get to at some point, that will say, go back and keep Fleury.
Right.
Which, hindsight being 2020, I mean, that's the whole exercise. Absolutely, you keep Marc-Andre Fleury. No question about it. But I am super annoyed by the way we're relitigating the past. Like, even our guy Austin Bechtold, City Limits, tweeted yesterday, boy, they should have kept Fleury. Yeah, no crap you say now.
Right.
But there's not a single general manager in hockey back then that would have kept the aged Marc-Andre Fleury for the price that he was going to cost and let the Kraken get a goaltender who won two championships as a rookie with a .923 save percentage and a .937 save percentage. There's not a single smart hockey person at the time that thought the Penguins did the wrong thing.
They did the absolute right thing.
Of course they did at the time. Did not age well.
Uh-uh.
But the process was sound. Same way I said I had no problem with the 49ers trying to get Trey Lance. That's a good process. They just screwed it up. They got the wrong guy. The Penguins, yes, history will tell you, they got the wrong guy. But at the time, they made the right call.
Yep.
But yeah, if I were getting in that time machine, I'd go back and do it.
You'd keep Fleury.
I'd keep Fleury.
One reason why people were saying that, because he's still playing.
Exactly. And Jarry stinks.
Yes.
Harry, did you have one?
You said the Kraken.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, I was going to let that one go.
Golden Knights. Thank you.
I'm going to let that go.
Remember when Fleury went to the Utah Hockey Club? expansion teams. How many you got three expansion teams since the last time that the Penguins won a playoff round.
Yep. Yep. Utah, Seattle, yeah, and Vegas.
Yeah, that's no good. That's no good. Someone texts in something to be optimistic about in Pittsburgh sports. Neil Shipley full-time on the PGA Tour. Yes, that's awesome. And
he's
God
from
love
Pittsburgh.
Him. And God love him.
I mean, that's like being excited for Aaron Donald winning a Super Bowl.
Right. I would much rather. It's Neil, who's been on the show,
right, yeah,
friend
awesome.
Of the show. Great guy.
Yeah, great kid.
Soul of the earth, just tremendous person. I would rather the Pirates win 110 games than Neil Shipley ever swing a golf club again on the PGA Tour. I mean, with all due respect, I care about my happiness more.
Here in Pittsburgh, yeah, we're all cheering for Neil.
Of course we are. I shouldn't have said that.
Pittsburgh teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Like someone else texted, hey, at least we got Oakmont coming up for the U.S. Open. That's great. That'll feel good for 4 days.
Yeah, we have the draft too.
That'll feel good for 3 days. It'll feel good for a lot longer if they get a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the ones, you know, 2018, 2020, 2021 NFL draft where you could have had Creed Humphrey. Like those are all places you could go back in time. Hiring Terry Francona would help. Maybe not trading Neil Walker. For Jonathan Nease. Maybe you keep your window open longer from 13, 14, and 15. You could have added more to that 15 team to really take a run at it in 16. All places we could go in the DeLorean. And then, of course, keeping Marc-Andre Fleury. If you've got more, you can let us know. 412-928-9370. Keep Mark Whipple. Might not have hurt.
Maybe not fire Wanstead.
Wow.
I had to throw that one in there.
I'm happy they did.
Why?
That's not true either. I love Wani. You didn't hear me say that. Do not tell my don't tell Amanda Filippone I said that.
You got that, Cal. Let's clip that.